Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 12th of March. Well, the greatest show on turf as far as jump racing is concerned, the 2012 Cheltenham Festival begins tomorrow, Tuesday, 4 days of wonderful action with a 1:30 start every day. Now, these are my thoughts and opinions as the very best horses and jockeys in the jumping game converge on Cheltenham. As usual, a powerful Irish contingent will be hoping to take as much prize money back to the Emerald Isle as possible. And on the opening day, Tuesday, Hurricane Fly can get the tricolours flying by retaining the champion hurdle from the 2010 winner Binocular. Sprinter Sacra, such an impressive winner at Doncaster this season for Lamborn trainer Nicky Henderson, looks to be a future star over fences, and he can land the Arkle Chase, while the Irish-trained Darlan is my selection in the traditional festival opener, the Supreme Novices Hurdle. The Queen Mother Champion Chase takes pride of place on Wednesday, and this championship race over the specialist distance of 2 miles can fall to last year's winner, Sizing Europe. Finian's Rainbow could be his main rival, and Bobsworth is my selection in the RSA Chase. On Thursday, all eyes will be on Big Bucks as he attempts to create racing history by winning a fourth consecutive World Hurdle, the race for the best staying hurdlers. If successful, he'll equal Sir Ken's record of 16 wins in a row. His record is simply incredible and looks to be in a class of his own, although Oscar Whiskey could make a race of it. Alberta's Run has won the last two runnings of the Ryanair Chase, but I think the Irish-trained Ruby Light can take his crown. Kalahari King, trained in North Yorkshire by Ferdy Murphy, has each-way claims, while the stable companion Divas can take the Burn Group Plate Handicap Chase with the champion jockey Tony McCoy in the saddle. That brings us to Friday and Cheltenham Gold Cup Day. Grometti looks to part in the opening race, the JCB Triumph Hurdle for trainer Alan King. Prior to the main event, the blue ribbon of jump racing, the Betfred Cheltenham Gold Cup. Last year's winner, Long Run, is certainly under pressure, having been beaten twice this season by Corto Star, a dual winner of this famous race in 2007 and 2009. The old warrior, despite a recent injury scare, seems to have found a new lease of life, and he would bring the house down if he won again. Both Midnight Chase and Weird Al could run big races. The latter won the Charlie Hall Chase at Wetherby in October. So what are the chances of a Yorkshire-trained winner at the festival? I've already mentioned Kalahari King and Divas, trained by Ferdy Murphy. And the West Witten trainer could take the final race of the festival, the Grand Annual Chase, on Friday with De Botton. Also, Going Wrong can take the Novices Handicap Chase, the last race on the opening day tomorrow. Well, the main races are shown live on Channel 4 every day. The show is about to begin. Enjoy your racing.